I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. We now return to Cordishy and Coit.
And welcome back. Wrapping up the show with some college hoops talk. And we bring in our friend Kevin McNamara from the Providence Journal. Good morning, K-Mac. What's up?
The CNC boys. I love it.
You broke the news, Kev, on Twitter.
Well, you know what's the only thing that's missing? A little ginger ale.
True, CC and ginger. Absolutely.
Kevin, that was an easy one. Sorry.
did you hear the show open this week?
I did. I was wide awake at about 5:30 today.
Oh, good.
Your voice is on there saying March, madness is March sadness for Paula. What makes you think your wife is sad to see you out of the house for a few weeks?
That's an excellent
point. Hey! Wow. Oh, what a start.
I can't argue with that.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, Kev, college basketball's regular season wrapping up this weekend, and obviously for PC and URI, senior day here today. But you know what? Let's start with a game that has some big implications tonight at the Palestra. Yeah. Brown versus Penn, which has become a play-in game. Winner goes to the Ivy League tournament next weekend. What do you expect from this game tonight? Because it should be a great atmosphere in Philly.
Yeah, Brown can't catch a break.
Honestly.
They go on the road and they beat Princeton, and that was not a 2 or 4 point game. It was a 10 point game. Princeton was awful. Brown's defense really caused them an awful lot of trouble. And then you go to dinner and hope that form follows, and Yale can beat Princeton, and they get blown out. Penn, to their credit, backs against the wall. They need to win twice this weekend, and they take down Yale easily. And now Brown has a giant hurdle. I'd love for Brown to be able to beat somebody and have, somebody else help on the other side of the league. But to go head to head with the Quakers on their home court is a tough thing to ask. But again, Brown had to do an awful lot of heavy lifting throughout this season, and it's quite a test they face tonight.
I see two things, Kevin, with this Brown team. I think, number one, when Desmond Cambridge is on and he has a good shooting night, they are tough to beat. But the second thing is, too, it's not just Desmond. They've had three guys that have been pretty constant all year long in Okoli, Cho, and Cambridge. When they get those contributions from options 4, 5, and 6, like a Brandon Anderson or a Zach Hunsaker or a Josh Howard, that's also when they're at their very best. So I think they're going to need one of those two things, if not both, to beat the Quakers tonight.
Yeah, they're going to need both, Scott. It was funny. It's so frustrating to watch Desmond Cambridge because he's so talented. Yesterday, for anyone who didn't see him, he missed two windmill dunks, and it was funny. The TV guys, I know that obviously, Scott, you're doing the game, you're not listening to this, but Noah Savage, who's a former very good player at Princeton, helped call in the game, and he's raving about Desmond Cambridge and his ability and his talent. Desmond was awful last night. Defensively, he was very good, but he missed a load of wide open threes. He missed two dunks, and he missed a tip in reverse dunk. Needless to say, those things cannot happen tonight. He needs to at least play to his average, score 12 to 18 points. And I have no concerns about everybody else. I think Brown has had consistent play from pretty much everybody in the last couple weeks, except for Cambridge. He's the guy. And like you said, this is a play-in game. This is for the Ivy League tournament. He needs to step up.
I so agree with you on the Savage point, because I was watching the broadcast and he kept raving about him, and he misses those dunks, and I think Desmond was forcing those dunks. He was trying to throw it down. It's like, just lay it in. Just put it out the window and put it in the hoop. That's what you got to do in that situation. So it just wasn't they weren't smart, you know, shots to try to throw into the basket, you know. So yeah, I'm with you on that, Kev. I'm definitely with you.
I will say this about Brown. You know, we're talking about their balance and the scoring. The thing that's carrying them right now is their defense.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Desmond is an outstanding defender. The concern I have tonight, and it's been my concern all season about Brown, is they don't defend well in the post because they don't have great size. And A.J. Broder is, you know, he's as good as anyone in the league inside, and it's hurt Brown really for a couple of years now. He's the main concern, right, Scott?
Yeah, no question, and you couldn't have said it any better. A.J. Broder is a first-team All-League player. He is outstanding, and that'll be a huge and a tough matchup for Brown. What they've done, Kevin, though, this year when they face good big men, they double on the post, and they make that guy get rid of it. And he leads the team in scoring, rebounding, and assists, so he can set up his teammates. He'll find the open guy, but I think if you're Brown, you want somebody else to beat you. So when he gets the ball, he is going to be swarmed and double-teamed in the post, I'm sure, and they'll make him kick it out to someone.
I would agree with that. all right, let's transition into PC and URI, especially with the conference tournaments coming up. Kev, for PC, it's a home game against Butler today, trying to close out the regular season with a win, which would move them into the 8-9 game. So you know you're already playing Wednesday night. Just the mission here for PC. Obviously, you want to get a victory today. You know, what does that do for their road, and what could you see out of this team, you know, heading into the Big East tournament?
Well, I expect more of the same. We've seen pretty much the same thing for the Friars throughout the Big East season. A lot of close games. The last two games were overtime games. They won one and lost one. I expect a very close game again today, and then I expect them to go to New York and play a close game against, you know, you name it, Georgetown, Xavier, could be Butler again, which would be ridiculous. It'd be three times in about 2 weeks that they play the Bulldogs. And then it's just about execution late, and Providence has had trouble with that all season long. It's interesting. I said to somebody the other day, I'd like Ed Cooley to sit down at the end of the year and say, who has made giant steps forward throughout this season? And there's not many guys on his roster who I would say that's the case. Nate Watson would be at the top of the list in the positive. But there's been just so much inconsistency up and down his lineup, and that leads to a 500 record in the Big East. And is it a balanced league? Yes. Is it filled with a lot of, you know, teams that probably aren't NCAA tournament teams? Yes. But anything can truly happen in that Big East tournament. I just don't know if Providence is the team that could steal, some magic down there at Madison Square Garden, just because they're just so inconsistent.
My two questions regarding the Friars are, what's going on with Alpha Diallo at the free throw line these past couple of games? Is this completely in his head? And number two, A.J. Reeves just hasn't seemed to have been the same guy that he was before he went on the shelf. I was really excited about him. That Boston College game just sticks out in my mind as being just a terrific one. But he hasn't really wowed me here in the second half of the season.
Yeah, we'll start with Alpha first. He's battled that all season, Scott. It's definitely in his head. There's no question about it. He's worked an awful lot on his free throw. I know friend Joe Hassett has helped A.J. just with some fundamentals. I think it's Alpha. I think it's mental. When you get up there, you got to have a process and stick to it. And I think he's inconsistent even with that. If we don't want to get into the technical things, but he's got some foot issues when he gets to the free throw line. He just doesn't do the same thing over and over again. AJ, boy, you know, I think that injury changed his and the team's entire season. He's just not the same guy back because, you know, you think about it, you're transitioning from playing non-conference games where the intensity isn't there every night to being thrown into the fire in the Big East, and he's just has not responded to that on a consistent basis. And he's a really, really important player. I think he can be an all-league player at Providence at some point in his career. And, you know, the bulk of his season was robbed because of that foot injury where he sat out for almost 6 weeks.
Wrapping things up here, Kevin, with URI playing UMass on senior day today and then heading to the A-10 tournament. They'll play in the 8-9 game against LaSalle starting Thursday. Is this a team, and especially with the A-10 and how, you know, this is a year, obviously anybody can beat anybody in college hoops, but especially in the A-10, you know, URI, they get a win today, possibly, and then they go down there, get a win. They probably play, they face VCU, you know, on Friday. Is this a team that could make some noise in the A-10? Because obviously they have a victory over VCU. They have a road win at Dayton. If this team continues to trend that direction, you know, what would URI have to do to sort of put that all together and put together a run here?
Well, they got to take care of business today. That would give them so much confidence to go to Brooklyn with a four-game winning streak, the longest winning streak, I think, of their season. I've seen LaSalle. They've beaten LaSalle on the road. I think they can win that game. And the A-10 is a one-bid league right now. VCU is the only team that's going to make the NCAA tournament outside of a surprise. And I think the A-10 is going to have a surprise. VCU is going to lose. I don't know if it's going to be to Rhode Island, but Rhode Island, you talk about going into that game with confidence. You go into that game with a five-game winning streak, knowing that you've already beaten that team. Now, that said, VCU beat them by a million in Richmond. But if Fats Russell, we've said it all season long on your show, if Fats Russell and Jeff Doughton play well together, URI has the best pair of guards in the league. And guards can win in March. They can win in college basketball. And those two kids would be playing with just house money and a lot of confidence. So I think Rhode Island has a chance to win that game and do damage in the Atlantic 10.
We'll see what happens going forward. Great stuff, Kevin, as always. We appreciate it. And enjoy the tournaments and enjoy a couple of days away from home and the wife. I'm sure she'll enjoy the heck out of it, Kevin.
She's making noise of coming to New York with me.
Oh, wow. Wow, okay, so Scott was wrong on that. Yeah, wow, that's
that.
Good. Yeah, good, okay. Times
are changing.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, that's good. Good for you, Kev. Yeah, you got
sure.
Some, yeah, that's good.
Thanks, Kev.
Thanks, Kev.
Good stuff.
Kevin McNamara of the Providence Journal wrapping things up here on the show. Thank you to Laura Minicucci. Thank you to Joe Passarelli behind the glass for putting everything together today. Scott, have fun tonight. Enjoy the heck out of it. We'll see if Brown can bring back a win.
Yeah, thanks. I want to wish my friend Dolphin Paul Souza, a happy birthday. He's the speed limit today, 55. Wow, you old man. I guess the good news is he'll get golf discounts at Triggs now.
Oh, that's good. No, it's great. Hey,
so I've got that
perks,
going for
man.
Me, which is nice, right?
Perks are great.
Yeah.
Perks are
there
great.
There you go.
Thanks, Scott. Talk to you next week.
Okay.
For Scott Cordisci, I'm Nick Coit. It's Cordisci and Coit on Sports Radio
103.7. Oh, you did it again.
I know. Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. Have a great week, everybody.
Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. This is Cordisci and Coit.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.